Day 20, deactivate your triggers. Today is a short meditation to help you to get yourself into a relaxed state so that you can go back and see what may have triggered you as a young child. For me, having a belief that I am not important, oftentimes in this life, if I feel ignored or if someone does not respond to me, that is a trigger for me and can put me over the top. That's when I reach into my toolbox and try to help myself in any way that I can so that I'm not reacting, and instead I can take a deep breath and respond. Let's begin. Get yourself into a relaxed position. Close your eyes and take a long, deep breath in through your nose. Release slowly through your mouth. Breathe in again and release. As you continue to breathe in through your nose and release through your mouth, allow your body to completely relax, letting go of all thoughts and tension. Continue breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Now imagine yourself standing at the top of that white staircase. You are an adult. Breathe in. And as you release, take a step down. With each new breath, step down one more stair. As you step down the stairs, imagine yourself getting younger and younger. When you see yourself as a teen, stop and take a few deep breaths. Say your toxic core belief out loud. Then slowly descend down the staircase. As you step down, go back to one memory at a time during your youth when your toxic core belief was validated. When you get to a vivid memory, stop on that stair and breathe in and out slowly for 3 long breaths. Breathing in and out. Imagining what was it when you were a child that triggered you to feel the way you feel. Breathing in again and out. What made you feel unworthy, not enough, unsafe, unimportant, or unloved? Breathe in and release that out. Hold on to this feeling and then open your eyes. Now you can pull up your PDF and write your toxic core belief. This is the same toxic core belief that we have been working through the entire 20 days thus far. Fill in the sheet. I remember when I was blank years old. And then tell about that memory. Who was there? What was said? How does this connect to your life right now? Then go ahead and fill out the remainder of the document. This will help you to be clear on what triggers you. This was an exercise that I did for myself, going back to even my infancy, standing in a playpen, when my older sisters were busy doing what they were doing, living their lives, and my mom was watching TV or cleaning the house. And the feeling that I had deep within was that I was invisible, that everyone was going about their business, and that here was little Vicky, and no one seemed to care. I wasn't important. That was the feeling that I had then. So now, as an adult, if I send a text message and don't get a response, it triggers that again. If I send an email and don't get a response, it triggers that. If I call a repairman and don't get a response, once again, I am triggered. So I now know that not being responded to is a major trigger for me, and I can use my tools to help myself to respond instead of react. Now go have a great day with one thing in mind. Deactivate those triggers. And remind yourself, it all starts deep within your mind.